The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Yes, My Music again. We may not be the best show on the air, but we think we have the tallest cast. If the five of us were laid end to end along the King's Road, Chelsea, it's doubtful if anyone would even notice. But just for interest, we would stretch for over 30 feet. Had you thought of that? Over 30 feet. Incredible. Well, while the listeners assimilate that fact, I'll just run through the names. Frank Muir is partnered by David Franklin. Dennis Norden is helped by Ian Wallace. We begin with music from the stage. Two marks for just simply the title of the piece. David Franklin.
Well, come on.
You wouldn't like to...
He's still stretched out in the King's Road.
We'd like to play me something else, would you?
No, I'm afraid we're stuck with that one, David.
This is Slavonic.
The dance of the... I bet it's a dance of the...
It is Slavonic, isn't it?
It is a dance of the... I'll tell you that.
That's right. It's a dance of something Slavonic.
Well, no, that would mislead you. It's a dance of the something.
But it's Slavonic music.
In origin, yes.
Yeah.
I only asked you for the title, you know, not the composer or the national...
I know, but all of these steps are terribly necessary before one makes a decision. I've come to a decision. I don't know.
Well, will the real David Franklin please sit down? It was the dance of the tumblers from, incidentally, The Snow Maiden by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Yeah.
Dennis Norden.
Well, the moving finger is writing. The words that are written here. What? Go pack, which is some kind of picnic basket, obviously.
What's that word?
Sorochki. Sorrow Chastity Fair.
Not Chastity.
Chasky.
Chinsky.
Sorochinsky Fair. Really?
That's really going about it the hard way. It comes from the Nutcracker Suite.
I see.
It was a go pack, wasn't it?
No, it was a different kind of pack, actually. Try a different sort of pack.
Tre pack,
yes.
Like right. Come pack to surrender. No.
And, yes, the alternative title I would have accepted, Russian Dance. But there we are.
Tre pack. I would have given it to you.
You've got it in the end.
Known it.
1.5 out of 2, I think, after so many false starts. Ian's turn.
It's a waltz.
I won't deny that. No, I won't deny that.
It's from an operetta.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know that I'm prepared to go much further than that. Of course, you want the title, don't you? Otherwise, we don't get a mark at all.
No, that's right. This is the reason we didn't ask for composers in this round, because virtually nobody knows the composer of this piece. I can tell you, his name was Drigo, Ricardo Drigo.
Drigo.
Yes, but the name of the piece escapes you.
Mm. Well, it's not anything to do with gypsies.
Oh.
No.
Harlequin's Millions is the English translation of the title. Dance bands call it Millions of Harlequins. Les Millions, is it Dalekin? Is it? Anyway, Harlequin's Millions from The Serenade. No marks there. Frank Muir's turn.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Well, those are the words. Now, what's it called?
Oh, it isn't the singing world.
No.
Oh, no. Not yet. Don't know.
No. Chardas from Coppelia by Delibes. No marks.
If you'd asked me to dance it, it would have been different.
And we turn with some relief to the subject of opera.
Your relief for you, mate. I was with certain quarters.
The name of the aria, the name of the opera, whence it comes, and the name of the composer. So it's three marks, and we begin with David.
Bits of information you require, Mr. Race?
Aria, opera, composer.
Aria, una furtiva lacrima. Opera, yes. L'Elisa d'Amore.
Oh, it's
composer,
every word's a pearl, isn't it?
Donizetti.
Absolutely marvellous.
Have any of them left?
Yes, indeed. Three marks. Thank you.
Now comes a sickening thud.
All right, let's see, Dennis.
Of course, the awful part that if it wasn't for Donald Pierce, I wouldn't know this either. It's the Barcarolle from the Tales of Hoffmann by Offenbach.
Yes, three good solid marks. Ian, your turn.
Name of aria, vice d'arte, usually translated in English, music and art, these have I lived for, sung by Tosca, the opera singer, in the opera of that name, by Puccini.
Thank you for three marks. Yes. Frank, try this one perhaps without help, I think. See how it gets on.
It's a Toreador having a go there, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
From the opera Carmen.
Yes.
The libretto was Finch, and the composer was Bizet.
Bizet, yes. Three marks. Ian, how sound is your knowledge of jazz?
Unsound.
Well, you'll be glad to know this next round has nothing to do with jazz at all. Just general musical knowledge.
You really frightened me there for a moment. I wondered what was coming.
David, an English pianist, transcribed a chorale from Bach's Church Cantata number 147. Can you name that piano piece and the arranger?
It's lovely to see the boy work, isn't it? Don't stick a pencil up your nose. You might not get it down.
How can you carry on with that part?
I don't know. It just takes a bit of thought out of my head.
Try for the pianist, or the title. Well, I'll tell you one and you tell me the other. Would you like the title or the pianist arranger?
Give me the title.
The title, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. Arranged by...
Now give me the name of the pianist.
I must, I'm afraid, Dame Myra Hess. Well, no marks there. See how Dennis gets on. Dennis, if you were handed a mirliton, what would you feel tempted to do?
I would donate it to a deserving cause. a mirliton.
A mirliton.
I would be...
What was that thing one used to have about a merly-totes, a hairly-totes, a kiddly-tripotes we used to have as a child?
A little lambsy-diving.
Yes, the same sort of... A mirliton is something that dances.
No.
Because there is the dance of the mirlitons.
There is. I've done it.
Which occurs in a ballet. Mm-hmm. In fact, it is in the Nutcracker Suite, isn't there, a dance of the Mirlitons?
You're getting rather away from the point, I'm afraid. Now, this is not... This
I
is
would
not
dance.
M-I-R-L-I-T-O-N.
Yes. If given, handed, I said, a Mirliton, I must tell you, you would probably hum through it, because it's the French version of the kazoo, like comb and paper, for instance.
I still am going to... say that there is a dance of the Mirlitons.
I'm not denying it.
When I did one of a series of programs which are on, here comes the plug, called As You Like It, we had as one of our guests Beryl Gray, and when I asked her what she wanted as her piece of music, she said the dance of the Mirlitons.
Oh, there you are, I see. And she got out her comb and paper.
You sure it wasn't... you're not confusing it with Gilbert and Sullivan, the dance of the kazookas?
Kachuka, that is. Well, obviously, we get some marks, don't we, for having held up the proceedings for 5 minutes.
You get fined for obstruction. 3 months.
For really no valid reason, I'll give you one out of two.
Thank you.
And listeners who've been waiting to hear from him will like to know that it's now Ian Wallace's turn. Ian, where would you find an F-hole?
Well, presumably it is a hole that either the note F comes out of or you put your finger on it in order to get the note F coming out of somewhere else.
No, it's nothing to do with the execution of any particular note.
Well, I tell you, you know in cinemas where they have those the lettering outside... Well, you know, it tells you the name of the program. They take it down, they change it every week. Now, they've got to store those letters somewhere, right? So they store A in the A hole, and that is where you would find all the F's are in the F hole. Sure.
And then, of course, there is the instrument known as the hole.
There is.
And as in most orchestras, there is an F hole, there is a G flat hole. Mm.
Actually, you can buy them wholesale.
And occasionally you have to sit and listen to a whole concerto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
But I would still say that this is on some woodwind instrument. There is a hole.
No, I'm happy to be able to tell you, you're so wrong, you can stop now. On the belly of a violin, you would find an F-hole, or a string instrument. It allows the vibrating air inside to escape it, thereby improving the resonance, and it's shaped like a small F. Those are the two holes, one at each side of the string. That's like that, as you
really?
So rightly say, but no marks, I'm afraid. Frank, what is a harp stop?
It's a pair of wire cutters.
He's very quick. Jolly good, though. Any other ideas?
Could I have a clue, please?
Yes, harpsichord is the clue. Oh, jolly good one, too.
It stops on the harpsichord for altering the colour of the instrument.
It's a stop on the harpsichord, my large partner says, which you pull out and it changes the colour of the instrument. From the thing of a Wurlitzer organ where they go mauve and things because they're glass.
It is, in fact, part of the action of a harpsichord, yes, which damps the strings and does sound rather like a harp. Second choice for you, so I think 1.5 out of 2 would do nicely there. There's a flourishing market, I'm told, in children's records, and we'll see how you get on with some. Here are some songs from children's records. Tell me, please, which work and which author, David?
Hum dum dee dum, hum dee dum dum. I'm so humbly in my tumbly. time for something sweet.
Now,
it's a commercial for breakfast food.
Yes.
All I can say is that I was very delicately nurtured.
What happened since?
And my parents managed successfully to keep me from knowledge of this particular piece.
Yes,
no much. What is it?
It's Rumbly in My Tumbly from an American piece, as you could tell from the accent, called Winnie the Pooh by...
Paul A. Milne.
A. Milne. Well, I'll give you one mark out of two there.
Thank
yes.
you.
Came from the Disney film, Winnie the Pooh. Dennis, here's a children's record for you.
It happened that a few weeks later, her aunt went up to the theater, to see the entertaining play, the second Mrs. Tanqueray.
I didn't ask you who the singer was.
No.
Yes, it's Owen again.
It's Hilaire Belloc, and yes. it's one of the cautionary tales.
Good enough. Yes.
And I'm also told it was by Ian. It's sung by Owen Branigan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, cautionary tales, Hilaire Belloc, mark each, total two. Ian's turn.
And every fool's a swan lad, and every lass a queen.
It's Kingsley, Charles Kingsley.
Charles Kingsley is right for a mark.
Baby? Yeah.
Yes, have a go.
I don't know where.
The book.
The Water Babies.
The Water Babies, Charles Kingsley. Frank, your turn.
I have answered three questions, and that is enough, said his father. Don't give yourself airs. Do you think I can listen all day to such stuff? Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs. Be off, or I'll kick you downstairs.
Old Father William.
Yes.
Lewis Carroll.
Yes, from the book.
From the book, yes. Through the...
Don't go any further. Try again.
Alice in.
Yes, that's better. Looking Wonderland. Alice in the Looking Glass. Alice in Wonderland. I'll give you that. Lewis Carroll. Did you recognise the singer? And don't say Joan Sutherland.
No, I didn't.
Well, it's friend Ian over there. Wallace is like Well, two marks there. We press on. All the questions in this next round are to do with musicals, stage, film, or both. David, on which play was the musical Oklahoma based?
Green Grow the Rushes, I'm reliably informed.
Wrong kind of vegetation.
What?
Wrong kind of vegetation. Green Grow the...
Lilacs.
Yes. Second choice. One and a half out of two. Dennis, who was Mrs. Anna Leonowens, and what did she do?
She went to Siam and
yes.
became governess to the king there,
uh-huh.
and or to the king's children,
better.
And somebody called Margaret, somebody or other, wrote a book about her, which was made into a musical called The King and I. And this is the only question I have not found a puzzlement.
Anna
and the King of Siam. Yeah.
To you, yes. That's right, by Margaret Landon, actually. Two good marks there. Ian, in which musical do you find Tony, Bernardo and Riff, and whose was the most famous version of their story?
West Side Story.
Yes.
Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, for your other mark, thank you. Frank, Tony Martin sang Tenement Symphony in a film. Can you name the film, and who were its main stars?
No. The Marx Brothers film.
Yes, title?
Good heavens!
That came from David, didn't it?
You mean you've been to a picture? What was it with meaning or something? Drew you into the sin of, of iniquity?
Some years ago, I went to about seven Marx Brothers films in a week. There was a festival of them on. This was... Tenement Symphony.
No, it won't get bad luck there. Well, that week's entertainment at the Biographic Glyndebourne Mark, Dennis, you know which film, don't you?
No, I'm trying to think, actually.
No, I must tell you then, The Big Store. Well, one out of two for saying the Marx Brothers. Here's where you burst into song, gentlemen. It's the round known to the world's listeners as cotton wool time. When Graham Daly stops playing, you go on with the tune for one mark, the words for another mark, and a third mark for remembering to carry on where he leaves off. In other words, not going back to the beginning. Three marks in all. And, David, we begin with a song that we offered Frank some time ago. Let's see how you get on with it.
Though it's hard to part, I know I'll be tickled to death to go. Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe a tear, baby dear, from your eye.
Help.
I'll be tickled to death to go. Goodbye. Goodbye. Wipe a tear, baby dear, from your eye. Long hard to part, I know.
Manage to part.
I once went on like this for 3 days.
Yes. Good night, David Franklin. Or bonsoir, if you prefer.
Bonsoir. Yes, bonsoir.
No. Frank, would you like to finish it for him?
No.
Bonsoir, old thing.
Cheerio, chin, chin.
Doodaloo, toodaloo, goodbye.
What are the words he's missed, Frank?
And will you know, come back again.
Well, I can but give you three marks there. A song from Dennis Norden.
Down Moonlight... Stop, quick. Down Moonlight Bay, we could hear the water singing. They seemed to say, you have stolen my heart. You have stolen my heart.
Don't go away.
Where we sang love's old sweet song. Our Moonlight Bay.
You've heard of close harmony. There must be such a thing as distant harmony.
Well, that was so close we couldn't get the harmony because we both tried to do the second.
I was wishing there was a close season for harmony.
Terrible commentary on 20th century civilization. The sort of grown men are paid money for making the...
Russie's paid money to say, I don't know, to questions about opera.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a way to earn a living.
Ian, you've got a very easy one coming up. Here's your song.
You played for many months at Drury Lane. Hello, Dolly, you are so jolly.
And now you've been replaced by Auntie
May. And now you've been replaced by Auntie May.
Well, a mark, because you carried on from the right place, another mark for the tune, and shall we say half for ingenious words. Nothing like the originals, you're looking swell and all the rest of it. Two and a half, then. Frank, your turn.
We know he is a wizard because the Wizard of Oz. And Oz is Oz is Oz because the wizard of ever the wizard there was. Wizardy was.
And there, I'm afraid, this week's My Music ends. Sweet Revenge, the winners by two marks being Ian Wallace and Dennis North. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norton and Ian Wallace. Graham Daly was at the keyboard and the chairman was Steve Race. Questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.
Thank you.